Today's message is coming to you from the Citadel of God Almighty, Koga Cathedral, 442 East 183rd Street, Bronx, New York. We are blessed to have you listen to this powerful message. We trust that this message will bless your life. At Koga Cathedral, we believe if you can pray, you will win. If you have any prayer requests, why not send it to the prayer team, Citadel of God Almighty, 442 East 183rd Street, Bronx, New York, 10458. Our God that answers by fire will answer you in Jesus' name. Amen. At Koga, everyone wins. Come and win in Christ.
The book of Luke, chapter 1. We will read together from verse 24 to 37. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Let's go together. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Hallelujah!
Before we continue, we believe if you can pray, you will win. Come and win in Christ. Could you also join us to make a difference? Visit our website at www.cogacathedral.com for your donation, or on the phone at 1-718-364-4320, 1-718-364-4320. You can order any of the four Christian movies recently released by Koga Motion Pictures. You can also order a power-packed gospel music CD just released by our choir, Koga Voices, entitled "Remember Me." It is my prayer that the Lord will remember you for good, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can also visit our bookstore at www.kogabookstore.com for all your Christian books and materials. If you need prayers, our prayer team members are on the line to assist you at 1-718-364-4320, 1-718-364-4320. Please partner with us to fund this program by joining our Faith Partners team. Your donation will help us make a difference in the life of all our listeners. Join us to spread the good news message of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is time to cross over from shame to fame, from ridicule to honor, from lack to plenty, from sin to righteousness. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen.
In your life, for with God, nothing will be impossible.
Amen.
You didn't understand that. In your life, nothing will be impossible.
Amen.
This was a conversation between Mary, the mother of Jesus, and angel Gabriel. It was done before Jesus was conceived. It was a discussion about turning that which seemed meant to be impossible to be possible. It was a discussion in which whatever Mary was saying as of that time was a valid statement. Mary told the angel Gabriel, "Since I do not know a man, how can this be possible? You have just declared that a son will be conceived, and that son will be called the Son of God." It was not possible as of that time for a woman to conceive without the coming together of a man and a woman. But God has the power to do anything, was ready to shock humanity. And thereby, the angel declared to Mary, "Don't worry, the Holy Spirit is going to visit you. The power from on high is going to rest upon you. And as a result, impossibility will end with you." Hallelujah. I declare in the name of Jesus God that what is called impossible will no longer be associated with you. ended. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before that time, there were many things that were not possible. But by the virtue of the occurrence of what happened on this day, the God himself put an end to what is called impossibility. In your life, I declare, whatsoever is called impossibility, they become possible.
Amen.
Mary was valid. Maybe you had in your mind reading the book of Luke chapter 1, compared the statement of Zechariah to that of Mary. At the time Zechariah declared or questioned whatever Gabriel was telling him, it has occurred before that an old man and an old woman came together and they conceived a child. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Zechariah has already read that before. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Zechariah, as a believer, was supposed to connect what has occurred before and believe that it can also happen in his life and that of his wife. That was the reason the angel said, because of your unbelief, you are going to be mute until that child is born. But when it comes to Mary, it was an occurrence that never happened before. Otherwise, the angel would have had no need to explain to Mary. If Mary was valid, hallelujah.
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 But God on that day told Mary that what is called impossible is ending today. Today is Christmas. Today is that day. And I declare in your life, your joy is possible. Your healing is possible. Your success and breakthrough, they are possible. In the mighty name of Jesus. This was a day of great joy. The Bible says that what the angel declared or called in the life of Mary, the angel even told Mary that even your relative Elizabeth is already carrying another wonder.
Hallelujah.
Mary conceived. And on this beautiful day, the Bible says there was a decree that was made by Caesar Augustus. It was a decree that everybody must go back to their hometown to go and be registered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Joseph took Mary, his wife, his pregnant wife, and they traveled all the way to Bethlehem. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says they got to Bethlehem. There was no room in any of the hotels. All the 5 stars were filled up. All the 3 stars were filled up. All the 2 stars were filled up. All the no stars were filled up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It came about the time for Mary to deliver. And there was no place for Mary to deliver. There was no private place for Mary to have this baby. There was no dignified place for this joy that was about to happen to occur. So they took room in the manger. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I was reading this and I was reflecting upon this and I prayed a prayer for you, maybe you were not born. Some of you were born in the cities. Some of you, it was a private room in a beautiful hospital. That was where you were born. And when anybody asks you for your date of birth, place of birth, instead of saying I was born in the Bronx, maybe you now say, Montefiore is where I was born. Hallelujah. You specify and you try to be specific that not in all the other ones. This particular one, the one you see in that tall building, that beautiful one with glass, that was where I was born. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I prayed a prayer for the ones that did not, that were not born in the hospital. The ones that were not born in a... Some of you were born in one little village at home. In a floor that was not cemented. They just put some clothes down. Some were born under the tree where a group of women caught some clothes in round. And they said, push! And the baby came out under the tree. And when they asked you for your place of birth, you can't say under Jesus was not born in a dignified hospital. He made it to the top. He will make it to the top.
It's new. It's innovative. It's creative. Citadel of God Almighty presents two Sunday services. All roads lead to Koga Cathedral, 442 East 183rd Street, Bronx, New York, 10458. First Sunday service starts at 8:30 a.m. featuring talented soloists, Morning Glory Prayer Rain, Superlative Christian Education, High Praise with the New Koga Voices, Life Transforming Sermons with Reverend Joseph Famuyide, and many more. Come and your life will never remain the same. For the late risers, the second service is even more exciting. Come every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for the second service. It's compact. It's power-packed. You will not want to miss our joint service every first Sunday, every month. All these programs are tailored just for you. Koga cares. Koga cares about you because you matter. No more excuses for missing worship. Join Koga Cathedral today. At Koga, everyone wins. See you next Sunday. Visit our website for more details.
You'll make it to the top. I just want to tell you, people of God, that the location of your birth, the place of your birth, the city of your birth, the vessels through whom you came matters less. It does not matter for him as for who gave birth to you. Some of you were born by Muslims. Some of you were born by Hamalists. It doesn't matter for him. He has made up his mind that in your life, today, impossibility will end. Yeah. Jesus gave the good and name for impossibilities. Yeah. The Bible says, prior to that, it was not possible for a child to be conceived without a man and a woman coming together. But he came to bring an end to that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me give you seven reasons why you must rejoice today. Let me give you seven reasons why you must celebrate this day like never before. I want to give you some of these reasons why you must treasure this day. Why you must make sure that this day is not trivialized as you continue to live your life. Hallelujah. Number one, today, Christmas Day, as far as the creation of God is concerned, as far as this world is concerned, today, one reason why you must rejoice, impossibilities ended today, and in your life, impossibilities will end today. Number two, today, can everybody say today?
Today.
Say it today.
Today.
Is the day that reproach and ridicule and rejection ended.
Yeah.
So in your life, what is called reproach? What is called ridicule? What is called rejection? The Lord put an end to them.
Yeah.
He came for that purpose, people of God. He came to put an end to reproach. That is why you will find a man that is ridiculed and rejected walking to the body of Christ, and God just turned them to become somebody. Isaiah 53 verse 3. Everything that he came for were already predicted. They were already prophesied before he came. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And when he that sees from him, he was despised and we esteemed him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus came to cause an exchange. He came to cause a swap. He came to exchange your sorrow with joy. He took off your own sorrow so that you can live a joyful life. The Bible says he was despised. He was rejected. All of those things were with you before he came. But after he came, he put an end to rejection in your life. He put an end to reproach in your life. He put an end to ridicule in your life. Hallelujah. Today. Can everybody say today?
Number three.
Is the day that sorrow and grief ended. The Bible said he was called a man of sorrow and grief. Today, he took all money so that you will not mourn. He took all the pain so that you will not experience pain. They called him a man of sorrow. So because he has already carried everything that could be called sorrow in your life, you will not experience sorrow. Number four, today, why you must celebrate this day is the day that oppression and affliction ended. The Bible says he came for that purpose. Isaiah 53 verse 4 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we have seen him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Affliction means difficulties. Affliction means sufferings and burden and hardship. So I declare in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, anything that is called affliction will no longer be associated with you. Today is the day that the consequences of sin ended.
Amen.
The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Verse 4, Isaiah 53. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, people of God, every consequence, every guilt of sin that came with you here today, they are not going back home.
Yeah.
Number six. Today is the day that lack of peace ended.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, I declare peace. The Prince of Peace is in this place. I declare peace.
Share this exciting news with you. At Koga Cathedral, every member is engaged in his or her service. Your children will find a home with our Koga Kingdom Boys, Koga Evangelical Girls, Koga Daughters of Christ Dance Team, and our Koga Saturday Music Academy. Come and serve to be blessed. At Koga, no member is left behind. See you next Sunday.